Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
See, and I don't believe you. You get a feel for where this is going? Let me remind you before I continue again that you woke up this morning. You have the breath of life in you. You have a spirit placed in you in your baptism. And for most of us, we traveled from all over the United States and sometimes from out of country to get here, so which means you had a safe travel here. You are in God's house. So grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus tells the story of the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who goes out in the morning for his vineyard into the marketplace. Ever been in a marketplace? I was in a marketplace last week going grocery shopping. You ever take anybody home from the marketplace? No, I just take the food home. This master took people home with him to work in his vineyard. Ever ask yourself questions about this particular text? Ever ask, why were they chosen? Who was chosen? You ever ask yourself these questions? I ask myself these questions all the time. Maybe you should ask yourself how all these people went into the vineyard and actually completed their work to make it to the end of the day without complaining like we do in the church. See, the problem in the church is divisions. We have a multitude of them, but this is what I know from this particular text. Jesus is the master. Jesus goes out into the marketplace and finds people each time, five times in this particular text, he finds them idle. Do you know what idle is? Have you ever read Psalm 1, just the first verse? Those who are walking, standing, and sitting the progression. If you're just standing, you're in your sin, right? You're in your brokenness. You're in your, well, blind, no, that's not right. You're in your adulterous behavior. Can I get an amen? Were you ever idle? You're idle right now. You ain't responding to me. Hey, God's word is living and active, so you guys gonna have to wake up now. Look, in our idleness, in the marketplace, in our brokenness, in our unworthiness, cleansed with all the dirtiness of our sins, Jesus went out into the marketplace and said, what are you doing? Come work in my vineyard. He took us as his own, all dirty, murked up, and he put us in our vineyard. But in the process of doing that, he washed you clean. In the waters of baptism, you can look at it any way you want to. He went into the marketplace, maybe through your mom and dad when they took you as a little infant, like the two twins in the back. Or maybe he took you when you're in your teenage years because someone spoke God's word into you in your idleness, changing your ways. Or maybe you were an adult before you came to God when he called you to those baptismal fonts. Nevertheless, he washed you clean in those waters, and then you felt the blood of the cross wash over you. See, in that vineyard, we do God's work because he directs it. And see, our problem begins when we think we're in charge. We think, I'm going to boss somebody else around. You should do that because I don't like that job. Right, donkey? I'm looking at the donkey. You do that job because I don't want to do that, or because I'm smarter than you. And since we're at the multi-ethnic symposium, maybe, just maybe, in that vineyard, in the church that we have today, we have problems when Jesus brings people from different heritages and colors and sizes, from different socioeconomic statuses. But let me remind you again, that particular story that was read earlier, there is no any hint of them not doing the work in the kingdom, any work of doing the work in the vineyard. For whatever reason, they are following their master. He said, work, and I'll come get you at the end of the day and give you your pay. So they work. Now, they complain at the end, but we complain all the time. I'm sure we'll be up in heaven, even though Scripture says we're supposed to be glad in that moment in time when he returns back on the clouds. when we'll be there for judgment, when he will present us blameless. I almost guarantee someone's going to wish they were in a person, two people in front. But let me close you with this, because you already got the gospel there. In that particular vineyard, brothers and sisters in Christ, when you have different heritages, different colors, socioeconomic statuses, sizes, shapes. Hey, did you ever think and wonder why that is? Did you ever stop to think that when Jesus went out and got you in your brokenness and brought you into his house, that it was to make you aware that you are each and every one of you wonderfully and beautifully made, unique for the purpose of his work in his vineyard? So here you go, folks, multi-ethnic symposium. There's lots of colors and shapes among you. There's brothers and sisters from all around the globe, except for maybe Antarctica. Each one beautifully and wonderfully made in the very image of God. And we've gathered together, why? Because we are a community of hope founded in one Jesus Christ. Whoo! It's good to be back. It's good to be in your presence. I pray these next 2 days will be enlightening to you, that they will challenge you, that when you go back and when we all go back to our respective ministries in our particular small sections of the great vineyard, that you will look at each other a little bit differently, that you will see those in your community that they too were made in the image of God, and that they too are being called into that vineyard to be put to work for God's ministry. May God be with you. May the peace of God that transcends all understanding be with our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.